if you're listening on the podcast, I record these over on Twitter, in Twitter Spaces. So if you want to actually join in the discussion, raise your hand. I can pull you up and we can sort of chat together about these topics. Feel free to follow me over on Twitter at Spencer S. Pugh. Yeah, that's all as far as promos go. I just wanted to dive into the topic of this week, and that's, you know, how I'm setting myself up for success in 2023. So I'm pretty excited about the new year, and I'm actually very excited about the new year. And I, you know, I've done a lot of thinking about what this year is going to look like, and hopefully, you know, planning and things like that. I have a bad tendency in my off seasons to just think so much about where I am, what I'm doing. I'm a bit of an introvert, so holidays when I'm able to be sort of by myself and recharge a bit, it's always really helpful in terms of planning and thinking about the future. So yeah, I'm pumped. And, you know, the holidays for me, you know, were simple and relaxing. Obviously, they had certain amounts of stress and anxiety and overwhelm as well. Family stuff, you know, getting everybody for the holidays. Our daughter's two years and 3 months, something like that. So she's going through her kind of moody stages and kind of figuring out her emotions. So that's always a fun and joyful time. And she's really trying to sort of push boundaries right now and see if no actually means no, that kind of thing. So it was fun, but it's a new year. You know, everyone, including you probably, we're all sort of level setting with ourselves on, you know, what the year's going to look like. Work, family, relationships, you know, our health, mental health, spiritual health, all that kind of stuff. So you know, as I said in the article that I put out yesterday, I'm not really here to explain to you how to set goals and set yourself up for success, but it's more of a look on how I'm sort of thinking through this stuff. And I'll be honest, I wrote the article yesterday in about 25, 30 minutes, and it was just kind of like a brain dump onto the page. So, there's still a lot of like planning and goal setting I want to do for this year. And I think kind of what was a little frustrating was, you know, in the holiday season, there's not a lot of time to be alone. Especially, you know, my wife's off work and stuff like that. She wants to be together and family and friends. So as much as I was thinking in my free time about what I want this year to look like, I didn't really have any time to sit down at a computer and sort of write it all out and process it all. So yesterday's article was a bit about that in this podcast, of course, but I still want to sit down and really write down sort of measurable steps and what I want the end of the year to look like, things like that. So that's all sort of on the to-do list. And I love that kind of stuff. I really do. But I'm back at work and had a great meeting this morning. I'm just feeling really, really positive about this year, not just in my career and work, but also family, spiritually, socially with other people and connections, things like that. And things can, change at the drop of a hat, and I understand that, but it, you know, it does feel good to plan and to try and set things up as best as possible for success, you know? So, there's the quote, and I tried to find who said it. There's a couple people attributed to it, and I think one person copied another person, just changed it slightly. But the quote that I first heard was said this way: the most important thing is to keep the most important thing the most important thing. And I love that. My old pastor, who I love dearly, he said that quite a few times, and it really sticks with you. You know, it's stupid simple, but like sometimes that's what we need. So, you know, as I've shared many times, I have this like priorities list, and it might look the same to you, it might look different, but for me, there's five priorities on this list. The first, and it goes in order, and I try to keep these things in order. And I've said it many times, but number one is faith. Number two is family. Number three is social. Number four is work. And number five is personal. So, Tony, hey man, things are good. So, if you haven't joined before, Tony, in these Twitter spaces, I just kind of go through the same thoughts in the same vein of topic as my newsletter that I release on Tuesdays. So that's what I'm doing here, kind of going over it and sharing a little bit more in depth on what I meant by that article. And if anyone wants to join in, they're welcome to. So that's always possible. I think you can like raise your hand and I can, I don't know, make you a speaker. I'm still kind of new to the Twitter space deal because not many people hop on and actually listen. So I actually just repurpose it as my podcast, which is kind of two birds with one stone, which is awesome. Or feel free to comment like you just did. That works too. So again, going through those topics, it's faith, family, social, work, and personal. And I think in times of like super selfish, in super selfish times where I'm really just focused on myself, that list gets flipped on its head pretty exactly. It becomes personal about me first, then my work, then social, then family, then faith. And so I'm constantly fighting to keep this list right side up. So now that I've, gone over those again, this is sort of how I want to attack my goals for the year, right? And starting in that order. So in terms of faith, I want to spend more time in the Word, which is always something that I want to try and do. It's so easy to just not read the Bible and put it aside, and other things are more pressing, more important. And first of all, it's not true. And second of all, it doesn't take that long to really just spend some time in the Word each day. And the other thing I wanted to do more this year is spend more time with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And spending time with friends is a little harder to sort of push to the side because there is that accountability there. There's that relationship you have to keep up with someone here. One could argue that spending time in the Word is a relationship with God, but the same thing, so I want to make more of an effort for this stuff. And last year, we joined a new church, and our small community group there has been awesome and super fun. We usually meet on Sunday evenings together, and that's been amazing. So definitely want to keep that up and just meet more one-on-one with people, meet more people that I wouldn't usually talk to at church. That kind of thing is what I would like to do this year, faith-wise. Family-wise, it really, in the article I talk about putting my phone down when I punch out for the day on work, which I think is huge. And I've heard a lot of people talk about that, putting the phone in the other room kind of thing. And I did it a few times last year, and I loved it. I keep my watch on, but I have a focus mode that only like important contacts and apps come through. So I can really just be present in the moment with my daughter and my wife, and soon to be baby boy. So I definitely want to keep that up and make more of an effort to legitimately, like, when I stop working, like either leave my phone upstairs or put it like in the kitchen, on a little tray so that I don't go and pick it up and look at things. Just be in the moment. So that's the big thing for family. I know when baby boy comes around, it's going to be even harder to not harder. It's going to be even more hands-on, right? I'll need to be more present than I am even now. And having a phone on me that's pulling me away with stupid notifications, I'd just like to get rid of that. So it's not even an option. So that's kind of it for family. A lot of these priorities kind of tie them together too, and I've talked to my wife about them and stuff. But in terms of this list and this discussion today, we'll kind of keep it there. Moving on to social, this kind of ties into faith a little bit too, at least in this discussion today. I've made a handful of new friends at church, awesome dudes with like interests. I definitely want to spend more time with fellow church members, which I kind of just said. But also, just on a basic level, I just want to become a better communicator and get better at large social gathering events and networking opportunities. I'm both an introvert and an Enneagram 5, so the idea of social gatherings literally like is somewhat of a nightmare to me. And every time I leave a huge social gathering, I feel exhausted. So But I understand the value in being part of groups like that, both as a Christian, but also to, you know, seek and develop and find opportunities and connections in my professional career as well. So I just want to work on my communication skills one-on-one, my communication skills, mass communication, right? Like talking to crowds, public speaking, things like that. I feel pretty comfortable with those things. I used to play music and perform in front of people all the time. Public speaking is a little bit different. You can't really judge art much because it's pretty subjective. But if I'm to stand up in front of a huge crowd and give them facts that may or may not be true, that's a little bit scarier to me. And I think that's sort of the difference between the two. But I just want to develop those skills more this year as well. And that sort of moves us on to our next part, which is work. And I have three sides currently of what I consider work. I have my 7-to-5 job at Leisure Media 360 as a digital media specialist. I have my media marketing company, Spencer Pugh Media LLC. And then I have my personal brand, which is Spencer Scott Pugh. Each of these three things I see as valuable to my career and what I'm doing. And as well as like my personality, I like to be, I'm pretty entrepreneurial. So I like to be thinking of fixing problems. And I don't know, having a few different projects going makes that a bit easier. You know, these sort of side jobs don't really pull away from my work. I think in many ways it actually boosts and helps my full-time job. So, but going into each of these three segments, right, at Leisure Media, I just had brain blast after brain blast over the Christmas, the holiday season. And I have a ton of like lofty goals, for my work at Leisure. And, I was just itching to develop and meet about them and start implementing things, the moment I got back into the office. I have a really interesting and unique position at Leisure, to be sort of both a functioning cog in the machine of the company, but also I get to stretch my entrepreneurial muscle and really build out what my department can be. I think that's one of the things that they enjoyed about me in the interview process was I did have experience building my own company and another company in the area. So I'm young. I'm not even 30 yet. And I'm not the most experienced person, but I have experience doing these things, succeeding and failing and building and things like that. So they're allowing me, I think I'm realizing more and more, to take those reins and try and develop this into something special and profitable. So I'm just pumped at that opportunity and the people around me who are trusting me, you know, my manager, my indirect managers, and then my team as well. In every meeting that we're brainstorming, just, I don't know, it gets me more and more excited. So I'm wanting to develop our products more, build out a team, really find processes that work well, and then stand out in the market, you know, with what we're selling. So I'm super pumped about that. I might share specifics in a future post. I'm not sure. Maybe in like retrospect, after we get these things up and running, I don't really want to share stuff that maybe is kind of behind the scenes for now. So moving on from that, in terms of Spencer Pugh Media LLC, with the two clients I have two. One is Finisher Secrets, which is a, you know, an entrepreneur, productivity, consultation service. I don't know what to call it. They also have a journal called the Finisher's Journal. Work closely with Javier there to make content for them. So just sort of being somewhat of a mouth of that brand, so that they can use and reuse content that I help make to push their journals and their, you know, just normal free content. And there's also been some work on some courses as well, which I'm helping with, which has been super fun. The other company I currently work with as a client is Mags Paw Grips, which is a brand new company. A girl I went to school with, her parents started the company. It's basically these grips you put on dogs' nails to help them find better traction on hard surfaces. And it really helps with like older dogs. They had an old dog named Maggie, and she was just slipping all the time, and she got older and older, and she literally couldn't get up because her paws just couldn't find grip on hard surfaces, so they'd have to pick her up and take her outside to use the bathroom. And when Bob, one of the founders with his wife Rhonda, he came across this material and wrapped her nails in it, and it helped her stand up, and it gave, they think it gave her more life, a little bit more energy. So really cool product. We're at the very early stages. I made the website for them on Shopify. We're going to be pushing out ads this year to hopefully bring in more sales. It's a really unique product, and I think it really helps solve a pain point for a lot of people who have older dogs or dogs right out of surgery. So I love that brand, I love that company, and I love those people, and I'm super excited for what that work will look like this year. Both of these clients I have, they don't take a lot of time to do the work. It's just a matter of fitting the puzzle together. So lunch breaks, after Lena goes to bed, I have a lot of time, and then Fridays we have half day at work is usually when I do this work. But it's really fun working with them on the side. Lastly is my personal brand. I personally think everyone should have a personal brand, and that's probably a topic for another day. But if you're listening to this podcast, if you follow my newsletter, if you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, you're already a part of my personal brand, and I love you. You're my favorite people. I appreciate you being part of what I'm doing here, and in my growth. A big goal I want to work on this year is kind of cutting down on social platforms to just a few, a handful. I'm a big believer in trying to do a few things really well instead of trying to do everything mediocre. I tend to do that naturally just as a person, and I always see the problems and faults with it. So in as many places in my life as I can, I'm trying to niche down, and there's a lot of social platforms out there, and there's a lot of opportunity on those platforms. But when you're stretched so thin that you can't be consistent and impactful on those platforms, you're not really making much of a splash, in my opinion. So I really want to think about the platforms that are aligned best with my goals. And I'm not sure what those are. You know, I'm going to keep YouTube, obviously. I've got the newsletter, which is great. But as far as social, LinkedIn's a huge one I want to attack this year. I'm excited for LinkedIn. And then I think I want to stick around on Twitter for a couple different reasons. But Instagram's the big one I'm not sure about. Facebook, I'm not sure about. I don't have Snapchat. I have TikTok just because my wife sends me TikTok. So in terms of time wasted, I think Instagram's the biggest place where I'm just not seeing the returns on what I'm posting there due to the algorithm, do whatever. I'm not connecting with my audience correctly. I don't know what it is, but I just have some thoughts about all that. And so that's a big thing what I want to do this year. For the newsletter, I'd want to do one post every week, but I want to give myself a bit of a I don't know, cut myself a little bit of slack is what I'm trying to say. So my goal for this year is 45 total newsletter posts. For YouTube, I have the same goals as last year. It's one video a month, one long form video a month. I ended up doing more last year because I was finding a lot of success and a lot of traction. I got excited, but I think it just became a little too much. So this year, 12 videos total is my goal on YouTube. And then I break down those videos into shorts sometimes and share those as well. So it'll be more videos than 12, but in terms of new long form content, 12 is my goal. So, like I said, I definitely want to dive into LinkedIn more, just career-wise, connection-wise. I think it's a cool place to be. I've got a good amount of connections and followers over there, which just sort of happened naturally. And I just want to make more content to just establish where I am in my understanding of my career and my industry. So that's kind of the point there, and meet people, you know, virtually. So, yeah, I'm really getting into like where my career is headed, and I think I'm finding some good traction. So, and LinkedIn is definitely a place I want to be. So, all right, the last one is personal. I think the biggest thing for me this year, goal-wise, personal, is just being healthier. I'd love to lose a little weight, and just my back is terrible, and I'm not even 30 yet. It's just weak, I think, more than anything. It's not like I have a bad back. I think my muscles are just weak. I can't even like give my daughter a bath without it getting like weak and sore. It's super weird. So probably working on my core would be helpful here. And just eating healthier, just being healthier, right? Not just for me to look better, which, I don't care that much about, but more so just for my family, for my wife, for my kids. Like I want to be able to like play sports with them. I want to be able to do things with them as long as possible. So that's always going to be a factor. And then the second thing, the second big goal I have personally this year is to just not focus on personal so much. As I said earlier, I tend to flip my priorities list on its head and personal becomes first. I want to not do that. As much as possible, I want to think through these things and make sure personal is coming last, which is so against what the world tells you these days, but I think it's super important, at least to me. So, lots of prayer, accountability, partners, disciplines and self-control are all in my future this year to hopefully help with this topic. So those are my things. Very general. There are not even that many actionable steps. I think the only one I did was like my newsletter and my YouTube as far as like numbered goals. But that's kind of what I was saying earlier. I want to sit down and actually think through like what are my action steps to actually hit these sort of vague goals, and what are the goals specifically, right? This is very general. I would, more of a vision of what I would like, or a brainstorm of what I would like for this year. But I'm sure I'll be working through action items and things like that in the coming days. So, yeah, that's it for this week. I don't know if you guys are interested. Always feel free to, respond to this. If you're hopping on Twitter Spaces, someone just joined. Hey, how's it going? If you want to sort of hop in here and chat, if you want to listen to the recording afterwards on my podcast, you're welcome to do that as well. Feel free to subscribe to my newsletter, which is just spencerscottpugh.substack.com. I've got a little over, I think, 250 newsletter subscribers over there, so that's cool. And of course, YouTube is still doing great. I think I'm at 10,308 subscribers as of earlier today. So I just really appreciate all support in all this stuff that I'm doing. So thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate you, and I will see you, I guess, next week, or just, around the internet. You can catch me most days. I appreciate you. I'll see you next time.